Tax increment financing is a complicated property tax collection method. In theory, it's used to spur economic development within specified neighborhoods. When property values in those neighborhoods rise, the increased revenue goes into the TIF fund for economic projects, instead of to the city as a whole. But Ball State researchers say tax increment financing has no major impact on economic development or changes in property values. As property tax collection has declined, use of TIFs has gone way up. Ball State's Michael Hicks says TIFs have become a crutch for local governments. For example, Indianapolis has 17 active TIFs.
What has happened here when you look at just the property taxes is that TIF, rather than creating new economic activity, is simply capturing that which would otherwise occur as a large share of overall property taxes.
Hicks says that puts a big strain on other functions of government, like school budgets. He doesn't say use of TIFs should stop, but he says they deserve much more scrutiny than they receive now. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Ryan Delaney in Indianapolis.